Welcome. This is the audio pre-show note for Heartlines. Heartlines is written by Sarah Weisfuss and is a Callaloo Raft Theater Projects production, presented by the Tactics Main Stage Series in association with GCTC. This play, as Weisfuss says, began as a dare by three queer playwrights, but turned into an exploration of the gaps in historical and scholarly writings about these two artists. This play is an offering to undo the erasure of the complexity of the artistry and the lives of Claude Cahun and Marcel Moore. Heartlines uses various storytelling devices of live music, clowning and vaudeville, a type of farce accompanied by music, monologues, and dialogues. Heartlines traces the interaction of love, art, and war as it reimagines the lives of French surrealist and avant-garde artists Lucie Schwab, better known as Claude Cahun in the art world, and Suzanne Malherbe, known as Marcel Moore for her artistic work. This play centers on Suzanne's life with Claude, as they lived in France prior to the war, and throughout the French resistance of the Second World War. The two artists were secretly Jewish, lesbian life partners, whose complex relationship pushed each other forward in their artistic work. The play is in two acts. The first explores the beginning of their relationship, and is mixed with pre-World War elements. In the second act, the two artists have moved to Jersey, one of the Channel Islands between England and France. The play explores life during the German occupation and how the two artists coped and resisted during this time. The play is approximately 2 hours long with a 20-minute intermission. Please note that this play engages in discussions of the Holocaust, World War II, hate crimes specifically around gay and Jewish people, as well as discussion of rape, suicide, and attempted suicide. This play also has scenes of sexuality, insinuated violence, and suicide, and is complemented by the use of projections during the show. There are some fast-moving and flashing projections. Additionally, there is use of the swastika symbol within these projections at times. There is a surprise prop event in the second act of the show. If you would like to know more, please listen at the end of this audio note. If you would prefer to keep that a surprise, you can pause after the GCTC website information is shared. When we enter the theater, the set is in place. On our left is a slightly raised platform of approximately 2 paces wide, 5 paces deep, and 1 step high. On this platform is an upright piano, which occasionally is opened to showcase the strings of the piano, a red electric keyboard, an accordion, a harp, a snare drum, and other smaller instruments. At the back end of the platform towers an upended, oversized masquerade eye mask. Beside the platform, covered in a white drop cloth, are 2 white Parisian cafe chairs and a round table. About a pace behind is a half wall, about torso height, that runs along the back of the stage. The wall gives the impression of a frozen rolling beach wave as it breaks onto the shore. This wave structure is constructed of mannequin arms and legs painted light blue, representing sea foam, with darker blue behind at the bottom of the wall. And it is covered with sandy burlap and dried leaf and coral texture. Behind the waves, at the center, is a blank white square, approximately 4 paces wide, and extends upward about 1 story. This white wall is framed with black curtains on the sides and the top. Throughout the performance, the white wall is filled with brilliant blues and oranges and serves as well for the other surrealistic collages. On the right side of the stage is another platform in the shape of a right-angled triangle. The triangle starts at the center of the stage and extends across the back of the stage space, about 10 paces wide. It extends down to the front of the stage from the right angle at the back, ending about 1 pace from the front edge of the stage. The top of the triangle is cut flat. From the rightmost side, it is about 4 paces deep. At the lowest point, at the front of the stage, there is just 1 step to get onto the platform. At the highest point, at the back of the platform, it is at least waist height. At the furthest right point, about halfway on the platform, there is a giant open hand that is erected. Like the mask, it is about 2 times the height of a person. Affixed to the hand are hooks that the characters hang coats and other costumes they use in their vaudeville plays. In front of the platform is a brown steamer trunk. Inside are many of the characters' costumes, jackets, and coats. Beside the trunk is a dressmaker form on wheels. In between the 2 platforms, at the front of the stage, is a gray rectangle that appears to be sketched in pencil. The characters use this space for their vaudeville performances, their Parisian apartment, and their Jersey home. During the play, at times the mask, hand, and back white wall have projections that appear on them, evoking the era of the Surrealist art movement. Many of them dance, swirl, or flash on the screen. Sometimes, like in their Paris flat, it forms a Parisian street with a giant cat looking off to the side and different-sized hands coming out of the windows of the buildings. During the pre-show, there is a series of projections on a light blue background with different people in bathing costumes, bathing caps, and other shapes floating and spinning. These types of motifs are used throughout the show. We first meet Suzanne Malherbe, known in the art world as Marcel Moore. She is played by Maurice Fernandez. Suzanne has a tanned complexion and brown hair twisted into French roll with bangs. She initially is wearing a white short sleeve blouse, tucked into a gray skirt. She wears a long diamond patterned beige vest, a pale orange neck scarf, and T-bar black shoes. Throughout the play, she changes costumes for the couple's performances into coats, scarves, and hats. During her time in Paris, she wears wide-legged, dark green trousers. When working on her art, she dons a kimono with a black and gray kaleidoscope pattern, trimmed on the sleeves and the bottom with a brilliant photo of a sunset over a rocky beach. Lucy Schwab, better known to us as Claude Cain, is played by Margot MacDonald. Claude is a white person with short cropped bleach blonde hair. They first appear in the ocean, swimming in a white bathing cap and blue swimming costume. They quickly change and come dressed in a white blouse, tucked into a long pleated brown and orange tartan wool skirt, with a large black and white neck scarf worn over their shoulders and brown Oxford flats. In Paris, Claude dispenses with the skirt and wears gray trousers and a black and white checkered long open jacket. In Jersey, this is then replaced with a brown knit skirt with buttons on the front. The musician who mostly stays on the left platform is a white man with short, light brown hair. He wears a rose-colored blouse under a white and black square-patterned vest, gray wool shorts, and rose-colored stockings with garters and black shoes. He joins the two artists in their vaudeville performance with his accordion. During these playful moments, the couple plays together, dressing up in different costumes, from military dress to coats, fake finger mustaches, and making many visual jokes. At times, the characters will speak a word in French, German, or Russian, but the majority of the play is in English. This audio note was written by Drea, recorded by Selena Hawkins, and edited together by Ali Harris. For more information on Heartlines, please read our program, available at gctc.ca/program. This is now the section of the audio note that showcases the surprise element of the show. If you would prefer not to know, this is your chance to stop the recording. In Act 2, the two artists will fly paper airplanes into the audience, which is then followed by a release of paper pamphlets over the audience seated in rows A to F. They will fall softly like snowflakes. For questions, please contact the box office by email, boxoffice@gctc.ca, or by phone at 613-236-5196.